上一次十月份我们在这里分享了上行之诗，就是诗篇120篇。
Last time in October, and we have shared Psalm 120.
这个上行之诗的第一篇120篇。
The song of the ascent is the 120, Psalm 120.
那上行之诗是这个以色列人，这个从山下到山上，到耶路撒冷去朝见神，这个一路上唱的诗，上行之诗。
The song of ascent is when Israelites they climb the mountain from the bottom mountain to the top to the Jerusalem to worship God, and they sing the songs during the journey.
就是120首，就是上行之诗的第一首，刚才说了，也是我们基督徒信主以后经历神开始奔走天路的情形。
The Psalm 120 is the first song of the song of the ascent. As we just said, it is also we Christians and a description of our Christian life as we believe God in our daily life.
所以信主以后呢，信主以后，我们的生命就有了改变。
After we accept Jesus, our life will change. Our life change.
我们不再习惯在谎言的世界中间生活。
We no longer stand living in lies.
我们在求神救我们脱离说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头。
We ask God to help us escape from lying lips and deceitful tongues.
要离开米色的境界，这是刚那首诗第一首诗里面是要离开米色的警戒和基达的帐篷，上次我们讲过了。
Help us, we're asking God help us to leave the territory of Meshach and the tents of Kedar.
这些都是外邦人的场所。
These are the territory of Gentiles.
基督徒所不愿意的生活。
And Christians don't want to belong.
我们不愿意一直混杂在世界里边，世界的污秽里边。
We don't want to live among the Gentiles, sinful and dark world.
我们愿意活在基督里，我们愿意神来拯救我们。
We want to live in the Jesus world and want God to save us from all this.
这个是上行，这个起点啊，我们上行往基督徒的生活往上走的时候，第一步就是要离开谎言。
This is the first starting point is as our Christian is we need to leave the lies.
今天我们来学上行之诗的第二篇，你们有没有圣经啊？都有，你呢？没有就去拿。英文圣经，你们去拿几本来？这两个小朋友他们也没有。
Today we will study the second song of ascent, the Psalm 121.
好，我们先来读中文圣经啊，等他们英文圣经来了，你们再读啊。这个以后聚会要带圣经啊，上课你不带课本有没有不可以的，对不对？OK， 好，这个不用翻了。好，我们来念第121篇上行之诗，诗篇121篇。你有啊？好，我们来啊！我要上山举目，我的帮助从何而来？ 我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来，
他必拯救你的脚步中，
保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的
也不打盹，
也不睡觉，
保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边
应许你，
白天的太阳
必不伤你，
夜间月亮也不害你，
耶和华要保护你，
免受一切的灾害，
他要保护你的性命，
使出你路，
耶和华要保护你，
从今时直到永远。
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You men, English, 念一下，好不好？
是那个什么？
诗篇一百二十一篇。
121.
121. Okay. 你念英文吧。
Let's read together.
Okay.
Psalm 121.
翻译不一样的，版本不一样。一起来，谁？于和先大点声。
先大点声。
一起从来。
啊
？Version
together.
Yeah,
差不多。没关系，没关系。
没关系，差一点没关系。来。
I lift up my eyes to the hills.Where does my help come from?
My help comes from the Lord, who made care of heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel, neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade and your right hand.The sun shall not strike you by day,
nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
谢谢。好，我们大家都来啊，你们也应该背得出来第一节、第二节啊。我们也读一下第一节、第二节，看看能不能背下来。先读一遍，再背啊，这个不难。我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来，行不行？再读一遍，还是背啊？现在能背的，现在就背啊；能读的，现在再读一遍啊。我要向山举目。
我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
你看，很容易是吧？其实再往下背也容易，是吧？他不，这个，他的不叫你的脚摇动啊，他也保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列人也不打盹也不睡觉，啊，这个下次回去自己背吧。这是有了一个起点以后啊，我们基督徒啊继续长进就要有个目标，对不对？你没有目标你怎么走啊？你今天开车到纽约去，你也有个目标，没有目标你不知道往哪儿开，对不对？基督徒长进目标是什么？我们啊，
翻译了。
谢谢。
Okay, after the starting point, we Christians need to in order to continue to pursue and grow, we need to have a purpose.
对，这个目标是什么呢？这第一句就是我们要向山举目。
Our purpose is to lift up our eyes to the hills.
这个山什么呢？就是锡安山，我的目标，锡安山啊。这个耶路撒冷是神的殿，神的家。
Our purpose is the Mount Zion, the Jerusalem. It's a God's temple, God's house.
对，这个向山举目，中文就是一个山，对不对？英文是什么
？Hill.
Hills.
Hills. Yeah.
多数。 很多山。那既然这个多山啊，就是说像群山举目，新译本是群山举目。
The hills is a multitude of mountains. So we lift up our eyes to the hills.
那个西安是在群山之中，它不是最高的。你们是不是去过？对吧？是不是最高的？没，不是太高啊。就群山之中的这个西安是在群山之中。
Okay, Mount Zion is among many mountains. It is not the tallest mountain.
山虽然多，但是围绕着西安，都围绕着西安山，啊，其他的山都围绕着西安山。
All the mountains are surrounding the Mount Zion.
那个西安山诗篇四十八篇二节说，西安山呢是大君王的城。
Psalm 48, verse 2 says, Mount Zion is the city of the great king.
这是登山的以色列人心里边所刻慕的，也是我们基督徒奔走天路的目标。
Mount Zion is where the Israelites who were climbing mountain wants to be. It is also we Christians' final destination.
面对目标，我们就不会跑偏，而且我们可以利上加利，恩上加恩。
Knowing our target, we don't run off the course. Instead, we have more strength and grace.
那什么是我们心目中间的西安山呢
？What is the mountain Zion in our heart?
就是圣殿，就是神的家，就是教会。
It is the holy temple, the God's house, the church.
我们基督徒生活中间、追求中间，不能忘记神的家。
In our daily Christian life, we cannot forget God's house.
神的家中，弟兄姊妹有没有难处啊？家中的新来的慕道友有没有人去关心啊？自己认不认得啊？最近哪位没有好久没有来聚会了？像这些事情，是不是在都放在我们心里
？In God's house, we need to think: Are there any brothers and sisters facing difficulties? Are there any new friends? Newcomers who visit our church recently? Do we care about them? Do we know them? Do we know any of them didn't show up on the church recently, etc.
心中想着教会，为弟兄姊妹祷告，这也是就是向山举目。
When we think about the church, praying for our brothers and sisters, this is called the lift up our heads to the hills.
同时，我们自己生活中间的一切都仰望神，这是叫向山举目。
Also means we put ourselves, everything, our life in the trust in God.
好，那我们下面再来讲我的帮助从何而来。
Next, let's talk about where does my help come from?
没有信主的时候，我们遇见了难处啊，跟所有的不信主的人一样，要么去求告偶像。
Before we accept Jesus, when we facing difficulty in our lives, we will do the same thing as the Gentiles, as the non-believers.We will go to worship idols.
或者呢，自己硬扛着。
Sometimes we just depend on ourselves, try to find a way to solve by ourselves.
或者找关系，找人。
Or sometimes we just try to get a personal favor through the personal relationship.
或者是撒谎。
Sometimes we even lying, try to get over the difficulties.
但是信主以后，你不能这样做了，对不对
？After we accept Jesus, we can no longer behave this way.
但是有时候还会去托关系啊，找人托关系啊，撒谎啊，这些是我们走天路的时候，行路的时候的一些软弱的表现。
But sometimes our faith is not strong, so we will still go to seeking a personal favor or lying, these are the weakness, a weak behavior when we go in the journey.
圣经里边旧约圣经亚伯拉罕也有软弱过，对不对？他到埃及的时候，他怕埃及人杀他，他跟埃及人说他的太太是他的妹妹，
他是他妹妹，
是，但是他不说是他太太，这个是半个谎言，对不对？
In Old Testament, Abraham also the weak were weak, and Abraham when he went down Egypt, he claimed he afraid that Egyptian will kill him, so he claimed Sarah is his sister, not wife.
他的 Sarah 是他的同父异母的妹妹，但是更重要的关系是什么？是妻子，对不对？
Sarah was his half sister, but more important, she is his wife.
他忘记了他的帮助是耶和华神。
He forget his help is the God, the maker of heaven and earth.
对，他说，如果我在你面前蒙恩，你就称这个做我的妹妹，对不对？可以保护我。
Abraham told Sarah that if I see favor in your eyes, please claim you are my sister.
那大卫王也撒过谎，对不对？也装过假，他是啊，对，你先翻吧。
King David also a weak. He also lied about himself.
他在以非利士人面前怎么装疯？
He pretends to be insane in front of Philistine.
这些都是软弱的表现，我们都不要去学他们，对吧？
These are all the behavior of the weak faith. We should not to learn from them.
对，这个上心之士告诉我们，我们的帮助是照天地的耶和华而来，何等的稳妥。
The song of the ascent told us our help is come from the Lord. It is so sure.
诗篇二十篇还讲了，就是有人靠车，有人靠马，我们却靠耶和华我们神的名。
On Psalm 20 says,Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
我们日常生活中间太多的难处，每个人都有，对不对？求帮助，我觉得主要是有两种。
In our daily life, we are facing too many difficulties. We come to asking God's help. There are two types of help.
第一种呢，就日常生活中间，比如说在学习中间，或者是人际关系中间，或者是健康疾病这个中间，或者是投考学校啊，投考学校找工作啊，或者是亲人朋友出现困难需要神来帮助，这个例子太多了，对不对？
In our daily lives, when we are in the studies and the relationships and the health issues and applied schools and looking for a job or have difficulty among the relatives, we all need God's help. This kind of example is too many, this kind of examples.
对啊，我们每个人都碰到，每一个家都碰到，对不对？这些难处我们求神都有过经历，神来帮助我们。
Every family, every person, we all have this kind of issue, problems, difficulties. We always come to asking God's help.
最近啊，礼拜四的查经中间来了一个姊妹，她是也77了，70多岁了哈、啊。她姓邵，她的女儿以前来过我们这儿聚会，邵俊平，我不知道你们记不记得。
On Thursday Bible study, recently there's an old lady, Shaw Mama, And he came to Bible study, and he's 77 years old.
他那个在这个万圣节那天呢、啊，他在他家附近啊，他随便走啊，他觉得哎，朝这边走，他都知道，结果一下子走丢了。
She had lost on the Halloween on the day at the near her house.
走到那个路都没有了，那个都是树林了。他走走走走的，啪嗒一下摔在那儿，那个地很软，这个爬也爬不起来了。他就躺在那儿，怎么也起不来，好半天才起来。在躺在那儿的时候。他就求告神了。
She got lost. She couldn't find the way home, and she came to bushes, and she fell, cannot get up by herself. So at that time, she cried to God for help.
他也没有手机，他也不懂英文。
She didn't carry a cell phone with her, and she didn't know how to speak English.
他女儿和女婿在家也着急啊，开着车出来，跟警察也打电话，跟这个到处打电话也没有消息。
Her daughter and the son-in-law are very worried, and they came out looking for her and called the policeman and looking everywhere for her.
那个甚至邻居的一个中国人也开着车出来帮他们找。
And even a neighboring Chinese all came out and driving around to looking for her.
4 hours 以后，终于找到她。
4 hours later, they finally found her.
这个天气啊，这个 Halloween 那天很冷啊。
It was very cold and in Halloween.
诗篇18篇说：“我在急难中求告耶和华。”向我的神呼求，他从殿中听了我的声音，我在他面前的呼求入了他耳。
Psalm 18 says, In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears.
这个上行之诗他提到了一点，他说啊，第三节，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。第四节，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边应庇你。
On the Psalm 121 says, verse 3 says, He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you day by day, nor the moon by night.
人间最高的爱就是父母的爱。
The highest love among humans are the parents' love.
当然，夫妻的爱也有了，也是很高的，对吧？
The love among the spouse, the husband and wife is also very high level.
父母和夫妻的爱会间断。父母一睡觉，当然睡觉就可能包括死亡啊，或者是时间空间一离开，心有余而力不足。
The love from parents or from the spouse will stop. Once the parents die or you move away from them and they were not able to help even they want to.
有时候即使在一起能力也有限也保护不了。
Sometimes even you live together but because they don't have a limited ability they cannot help you.
我记得有一次那个小马是不是到那个哪儿要去 cruise 突然弄得满脸都是血父母就在跟前也没办法
One time 小马 had an accident and His face was all bloody, and his parents next to him, but cannot help him.
但是神不一样，他的保护不间断，不打盹。
But God is different. His help is never stopping, and he never slumber.
也不睡觉。
Never nor sleep.
就是白天晚上都保护你。
He help us, protect us day and night.
是全天候的保护者。
He's helper for us day 24/7.
保护我们脱离一切的灾害，保护你的性命，只有神可以这样来保证。
He protect us from all the disasters and protect your life. Only God can do this kind of thing.
人绝对做不到。
None of us, none of the humans, a person can do this.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
You come or go, the Lord will watch over your coming and goes, but both now and forevermore.
神一直与你和我同在，呼叫他太方便了，不需要打手机，不需要拨这个电话。
God is always be with you and me, and calling him is too convenient. You don't have to call, use phone or dial a cell phone.
你跟人家打手机，对方可能关机了，对不对？我们的神永远不关机。
When you try to call somebody, sometimes they will turn off their phones, but our God will never close his phones, turn off his phones.
你一呼叫主耶稣，马上就接通了。
Once you call, call Lord Jesus, 马上 you immediately.
台湾有一个老传道人叫戚立平弟兄，他在美国有一次啊，开车。
There was a older a missionary from Taiwan, his name is Chi Li Ping, and once in America, he was driving an accident.
他向左拐，那个对面没看见对面那个大卡车来，不知道怎么搞的，他可能年纪大了，没看清楚，大卡车一直行啊，应该他让大卡车，对不对？结果等到发现以后已经来不及了。
Once he was driving, he was trying to turn left and did not see there was a big truck coming towards him. And he did not see the truck. When he found the truck, it was too late.
这时候一急啊，他就叫主耶稣啊。
When he, in,
boom, when, 就撞着了。
When he see the truck and he only can at a time to call Lord Jesus and then he had a big collision with the truck.
正好一个警察就在路口啊，就过来问他怎么样。他就一直说不，他想说，好像说不出话来，气儿都出不来了。过了好一阵，才说不好，然后赶紧就送了医院。
There was happened to be a policeman next there, and they came over to see how he's doing.And he could not speak any words for a while. And the policeman sent him to hospital immediately.
那个大卡车什么事儿没有，这没撞坏，真的没事。他的车啊，整个就那个鼻子撞进去了，那个车那个前头那部分，整个撞就毁掉了。
The big truck did not have any damage.But his car was total loss, and
所以呢，最后啊，检查他又没有外伤，又没有内伤，什么事儿也没有，就出来了。
After the full checkup, he did not have any internal damage or external damage.
他就回想了当时他在叫主耶稣那一瞬间呢，他。发觉有个力把他给挪了一下。
When he think back, he feels when he called Jesus the name, and he feels he was somehow be pushed aside.
所以呢，这个 所以这个他就觉得啊，这个是完全是他一叫主耶稣，那个马上就接通了，神好像给他让天使给他崩一下挪了一下，不然的话怎么可能一点受伤都没有。对啊，
He only think when he called Jesus and somehow the Lord sent an angel to push him aside, so he was able to did not have any damage. It's just it is a miracle.
那林红这六年里边动了四次手术，我们是大家都知道了。
As we all know, Lin Hong had four surgeries in 6 years.
他的右肺上面今年右肺上面又发现阴影。
This year, and he also found there was also shadow he discovered on his right lung.
这个 CT 照出来是55毫米，在右肺上面。
The CT also results is there was a 55 millimeter the size of a shade on his right lung.
左肺和肺的淋巴都有异常。
And on his left, on her left lung, and the lung lymph, they're also abnormal.
三个医生都认为是癌症复发。
The three doctors all think it was the cancer come back.
Recurrent.
Recurrent.
女儿的朋友，我们女儿的朋友在纽约最大的肿瘤医院工作，也认为情况不妙。
Lin Hong's the daughter also is a work daughter's friend works at a largest tumor.Hospital in New York also think it's not good.
怎么办？我们的帮助从何而来？
What we can do? We our help is come from the Lord.
我们在祷告中间仰望神。
We are praying and we seeking God's help.
我也很着急啊！我这次信心特别不够，求神赦免。我自己在祷告里。
I'm very worried, and I ask. My faith was weak. I'm asking God.
我们倒不是说，非要神医治啊。我们人都会走的，对不对？我们也不是说只有神医治了才是帮助我们，不医治就不是帮助。但是过去，
We're not forcing God to cure Lin Hong. We know everybody is going to leave this world someday.
所以呢，但是呢，神给我们的话是，这个病不至于死。这个是给我们的以前的神的话。
Before God give us words, this disease will not lead to death.
那你现在，你相信不相信？神的话，还是你看现在的情形。
Our choice is: do we really believe in God's word, or we just look at the current situation?
神自己给了林红也一句话。
The Lord also gave Lin Hong a word.
这个是以赛亚书41:10的，上次做见证也做过了哈。
This is from a book of Isaiah 41:10.
他说：“你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，必帮助你，我必用公义的右手扶持你。”
Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you.I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
神知道我们惊慌、害怕、会动摇。
God knows we are scared, afraid, we're not affirming our faith.
他不仅亲自医治林红，而且还用他的话来安慰我们、扶持我们。
He not.Only cured Lin Hong, but also use his words to comfort us, support us.
这是何等的稳妥，何等的美。
It is so, so comforting to us.
那么另外还有一种帮助，刚才我们说的是一种生活上啊，随时碰到的这种难处啊，来这个帮助我们。
What we talked about was that God came to help us in our daily life, but this is another type of help.
这个另外一种帮助是在奔走天路的时候，神扶持我们的脚不滑倒。
Another type of help is when we walk in the heavenly journey. God support us to not slippery.
因为这个。第三节啊，我们中文圣经说他叫你的脚不摇动，这个另外一种翻译是不滑倒啊，就是信心啊不软弱啊，让我们呢不要信心不要软弱。
In the Chinese version of the Bible, this verse was translated into not our faith, our foot not shaking, but another version translation is our feet not slippery or our faith not to be weakened.
由于环境的恶劣，我们周围的环境恶劣是吧？还有事物的繁忙，像刚才银山说的出差呀，还有呢，世界上的吸引我们啊，这个有时候是困难的环境，有时候是顺利的环境。都会让我们的脚滑倒。
Because we live in a very evil environment, and we have faced many things, and also the distraction from the world, or make our feet to slipper.
所以要认定目标啊，不要摇动。
So we need to focus on our destination and not moving.
信主以后最大的软弱就是不追求。
After we become a Christian, and the biggest weakness is not pursue more.
不想读圣经，不想祷告，不想聚会。
We are lazy at not want to read the Bible, not want to pray.Not wants to come to church together with other believers.
实际上就是不想向山举目。
Actually, it is the behavior of not lift up your eyes to the hills.
不关心教会，不关心神的家。
And not care about the church, not care about God's house.
时间都去哪儿了？
Where,
我们好像很熟啊
where,
这句话。
Where is our time goes? Where do our time goes?
不要以为啊，退休了时间就多了，
Don't 就
可以多读圣经了。
Don't think after you retire you will have more time and you can read more Bibles.
没有的事儿。
There's no such thing.
时间要挤的。
We have to squeeze our time to make time.
你放几天假，你也不见得会有时间来读圣经。
If you have a couple extra days of vacation, you will not, to come to read the Bible.
我记得赵薇在这儿讲过、分享过，他说啊，他想啊，放了假他可以多读点圣经，谁知道那几天也没读圣经。
I remember Brother Zhao Wei shared his testimony. He planned to read the Bible on the vacations, but didn't happen.
所以啊，2017年马上又来了，新的一年来了哈。
Year 2017 is coming very soon.
一年读一遍圣经啊。这个也需要造天地的耶和华来帮助我们。
Our goal for read the Bible in a year is also need the Lord to help us.
让我们一起努力吧，啊。
Let us to work hard together.
哎，你笑什么？
我那是17岁。
哦，十七岁。时间都去哪儿了？这个就是 他下边就是说，他说他必不叫你的脚滑倒，我们已经讲了。所以不仅是我们在登山的上行的灵命这个初期脚不滑倒，而且在一辈子登山就奔走天路的时候啊，脚都不会滑倒。
He says that he will help you not slipper, not just in the beginning of our journey, but in the whole life as we follow Jesus, he will help us not slipper.
有的时候啊，真的，这个我们在碰到难处的时候，真是好像无助啊。我来的时候，开车的时候，突然想起小时候一个事儿。我没写在这上。
OK，
没关系。这个求神帮助我们哈，在任何的时候都求神来帮助我们。
We need asking God's help whenever, everywhere, or anytime.
小时候呢，我妈妈领着我们兄妹三个人呢，住在苏州。
When I was young, a little boy, and I and my mother, raised us in Suzhou.
我父亲呢，就一开始在武汉，后来在广州，就是我们分开，大概在解放战争的时候分开了八个月。
My father worked in Wuhan and later in Guangzhou. We were apart for 8 months.
这个一个女的带了三个孩子，啊，我们都是那时候十几岁，我妈妈30多岁。
A woman with three children, and my mother was around 30 years old, and I was about a teenager.
一开始我妈妈是不信耶稣的。
And in the beginning, my mother did not believe Jesus.
她呢，脑子很灵啊。很聪明。
She is a very smart woman.
她就觉得这个教会里边这个都是好人，可以占点便宜。
She thought the church all has very wonderful people. She can come to get some favor from them.
所以呢，她实际上从我出生就她已经接触基督教了。她去查经啊。查经的目的呢，是为了认识那个接生所的那些护士，德国人。
Before I was born, my mother actually used her smartness to try to doing Bible study, try to get closer to the German wife midwives who help deliver the babies.
因为在四川那个地方啊，都是土法接生的，那个剪脐带的那个剪刀都是绣的，那些乡下的。
At that time in Sichuan, there was a very poor old method, and even the scissor to cut the baby's cord has a stain.Rusty scissors.
他大这个肚子。到处找哪儿有好的这个接生所呢，人家说要么就是洋人呢，啊，这个德国人的那个开的两个传教士在南充的乡下开了这么一个诊所。
She was very pregnant and she's looking for everywhere.For a midwife to help her, somebody told her you can go to the foreign clinic and there's a German midwife working there.
那他的观念就是要跟人家搞好关系嘛，对不对？你不搞好关系，他将来你要真要生的时候，人家不管你，你怎么办？
So she wanted to build a relationship with those foreigners, so she tried getting close to them.
他听说这两个传教士呢，在那儿每个礼拜五晚上有查经，他就跟 跟我父亲就两个人就乖乖地坐在那儿去听。
She heard there was a Bible study every Friday evenings, so she and my father went there very diligently to study the Bible.
读什么呢？读那个约翰福音第一章，就今天那个老五。老四给我在那儿读的。
What they learn studied was the Gospel of John, the chapter one.
那个是太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning, there was a God. God was, or there was a word. The word is God.
那他们是向这个南充的乡下的这些妇女啊，传这个讲圣经。所以他们两个德国人学了一口南充土话，就是太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，在那儿读。
The foreign, the German midwives, doctor, nurses, they tell gospel to those the peasant, to those farmers in the 南充 in 四川, and they learned the local language, and they were learning about the chapter, first chapter of John Gospel, the Lord is, in the beginning there was the Word is Lord, the Word is God.
那时候啊，这个我父亲啊，一边听啊，就一边点头。
My father and learned, hear that and he nodded his head.
这个他们就觉得，哎，这个年轻小伙子，那时候他的年轻是30岁嘛，比我们中间大部分的弟兄都年轻了，他就认为这个人有希望信耶稣了，就问他你信不信、啊、他说我不信，我是学科学的，你把神拿出来我就信。
Those German foreigners look at this young person, see he was nodding his head, think he very close to accept Jesus and asked him if he want to be baptized. But he says, no, I'm a scientist. If you want me to accept Jesus, know your God, you have to show me, give me evidence.
那个问我妈你信不信啊？我妈跳着脚说，我们中国人不信洋教。
And they ask my mother, do you want to accept? Do you want to accept the God? No God. And she jump up and said, "No, I'm Chinese. I will not accept the foreign religion."
你们注意听啊，哎，等会我考你啊，我讲的什么？听过啊？那个好，从四川后来到上海，到鞍山，后来又回到天津、苏州，转了大半个中国。每一到一个地方，我妈都去找教会。
We went moved many places from 四川 to 武汉 to 苏州 many places. But my mother, everywhere she went, she always go to looking for a church.
她知道教会里都是好人，但是她不信。
She knows the church has wonderful people, honest people, but she do not want didn't accept Jesus.
但是到了苏州。8个月和我父亲没有联系，没有钱呢，每个月的工资不来了，就慌了，就信耶稣了。
Okay, when we moved to Suzhou for 8 months, and my father did not know any have any communication with my father, and no any income, and she get very very scared.So she accepted Jesus.
那时候他就是，哎呦，真是虔诚呐！本来抽烟的，就偶尔抽啊，一根烟也不抽了。
She was very faithful, and she used to smoke occasionally, but she immediately stopped that.
他也经历神。
She also experienced God in her difficulty.
有一天晚上，她就要睡觉了，突然看见那个苏州的梁啊，房子四面透风的，梁上掉一个蛇下来。
She also experienced God one time before bedtime, and she looked at above see a snake, hang from the ceiling.
他，你说他怎么办？我们三个孩子都睡得呼呼的在。
What can she do? Three kids already slept.
就在那个床上边呢。
The snake is right above the bed, her bed.
他这时候就求神了，求神了，呼求神了，主啊，你让那个蛇快点走。
He only can climb, call for God for God's help. Said, please make that snake go away.
不要掉下来呀、
啊、！Don't fall in our bed, on my bed.
当然，我们那时候的。在南方有帐子蚊帐，那吊在上面他也害怕，所以哎，他就坐在旁边看呢、啊，一边祷告一边哎，这个蛇吓到一半自己缩回去了。
Even though in that time we have those mosquito net, but it still will be pretty scary if the snake fall on the net. So she.Very scared, so she just continued to pray and watch the snake. Finally, snake moved away, did not fall down.
所以啊，我想我们每个基督徒都经历他的同在。
Every believers, every Christian will experience God's be with us all the time.
甚至于这些孩子们，他们都会经历到，是不是啊？
Even this children, they also experience God's presence.
这里就有一个问题了，是不是我们所有的祷告他都听啊？
There's a problem. Do we really, does God really listen to every our prayers?
有的时候我们的祷告他不听。
Sometimes we feel God do not listen to our prayer.
实际上不是不听，他是听进去了，不帮助我们。
But actually, it's not that he don't listen. He actually listened, but he do not do what we ask him for.
这种事情我们会碰到不少。
This kind of we will face experience many this type of thing.
但是试过之后，你会回想起来，神不听我们那种祷告。是对我们的保护。
But after that, when we look back, we will realize that God did not listen to our prayers is a type of a protection for us.
就像雅各书上所说的，你们得不着，因为你们不求。你们这个，你们求也是。得不着，是因为怎么样？
忘了。
哎，你们都圣经比我记得熟，感谢主。
In the book of James, and this verse says, even you asking, but you was just found the word. Oh, 在这里。Okay, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives.That you may spend what you get on your pleasures. That is James 6, 5, or James 4,
4 verse 3. 4, okay. 好，让我们呢一同向神举目，寻求他的帮助。
Let's lift up our heads towards the hills and ask him for his help together.
好，今天。谢谢华丽。